Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Congress has approved the Trump administration's $9 billion rescission package. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has more on how the cuts could affect public media in Iowa.
The bill cuts more than $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that had been allocated previously to fund it for the next 2 years. That loss of funding will affect more than 1,000 local NPR and PBS stations across the country, including Iowa Public Radio and Iowa PBS. Andrew Bott is the general manager of Iowa PBS. He says the funding makes up about 18% of their budget. He says it's the largest cut in the organization's 55-year history.
We're going to have to look at cutting costs in places that minimize the impact on Iowans. And we're going to need public support now more than ever in our history.
Iowa Public Radio says the cut will affect about 10% of its budget. Congress approved the bill largely along party lines. It is now awaiting President Donald Trump's signature. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The rescissions package approved by Congress will also affect roughly 12% of WVIK's budget in the Quad Cities. Iowa's senior U.S. senator has helped advance President Trump's controversial nominee for the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. Republican Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, which approved former federal prosecutor Emil Beauvais on Thursday for the lifetime position. Before the party line vote, Grassley defended Beauvais, who has been accused by a whistleblower of instructing government lawyers to disobey court orders.
Even if we accept most of the claim as true, there's no scandal here. Government lawyers aggressively litigating and interpreting court orders isn't misconduct. It's what lawyers do all the time.
To protest the nomination, Democrats stormed out of the hearing without voting. Ranking Member Dick Durbin of Illinois said the Senate parliamentarian should nullify the vote because Grassley broke several committee rules to make it happen. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin praised Iowa's position as first in the Republican presidential nominating process at an Iowa GOP fundraiser last night. He's a possible candidate for president in 2028, though he has not said publicly if he's running. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Republican Party of Iowa Chair Jeff Kaufman asked Youngkin if he likes the GOP presidential nominating system that starts in Iowa. Youngkin says he likes that the Iowa caucuses are first because they start the nominating process with incredibly informed voters.
It is a moment to fully understand issues, candidates, and what that candidate can do. And so often, primaries are a day when someone shows up and just pulls on a lever because a friend whispered in their ear, vote for them.
Youngkin says National Democrats abandoning Iowa as first in that party's nominating process was a massive mistake. Kaufman says Youngkin hasn't told him if he's running for president in 2028, but he says Youngkin's visit will help the rest of the country understand that the Iowa caucuses should stay first in the nation. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Qualifying families can now receive food boxes from the state-funded Healthy Kids Iowa pilot program, which replaced the federal electronic benefits transfer program this summer. The Riverbend Food Bank, based in Davenport, is working with 22 food pantries to provide summer snacks and meals for children ages 4 to 18. Jana Fleming is a volunteer engagement manager.
We have about 27 items that go in each box. Volunteers come in and pack the dry items into the boxes. When the boxes get distributed at the pantries, there's additional produce and bread and protein that gets distributed.
Fleming says in June, the monthly food box program helped roughly 3,000 households. A list of food pickup sites, eligibility criteria, and distribution times is available on the Riverbend Food Bank website. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds opted Iowa out of the federal summer EBT program, which provides families with cash instead to buy groceries. Illinois' unemployment rate hit a nearly two-year low last month, declining for the first time since February. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports the jobless rate dropped 0.2% to 4.6% in June. Meanwhile, in Iowa, unemployment rose last month. According to the Iowa Workforce Development Agency, the jobless rate ticked up a tenth of a point from May to 3.7% in June. This is WVIK News.